Well, good evening, everyone. How's everybody doing this evening?
Well.
Good, good. My name is Jeff Dodson. I'm the mayor of the town of Woodstock. I'd like to take this opportunity once to welcome everybody here to our first community, State of the Community meeting. We've invited some of your local representatives to attend here, and this thing's really an informational meeting, a meeting of the state of where we're at, as far as the town of Woodstock, West Blockton, the county commission, our county board of education. So this is an informative, so I'll just give you a little disclaimer here. That tonight's meeting is for educational purposes, and there will be no legislative action taken. So we're here to have a good time. And after after our meeting's over, some of the panelists agreed just hang out around in case anybody has any questions to ask. And so they agreed to hang out after that. So you could ask any of your questions and get what information you want. As we start this meeting, first of all, I want everybody, as you are able, to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Burks, you mind leading us in a word of prayer?
Dear Father in heaven, Lord, we're thankful for the day that you give us and for the blessings you give us in this life. Father, we're thankful that we can live in this community and in this state. Father, we're thankful that we have all the freedoms that we do here. Lord, we ask you to be with us tonight when we go about this meeting. Help us, Father, to get the information across and to understand what the government does here for the county, and help us to understand what is needed of us. Lord, we ask you to be with us and forgive us where we failed you. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Once again, welcome everyone out. I want to go ahead and give an introductions to our representatives. From the Board of Education, Morris Moody. Also from the Board of Education, Ms. Billy Daly. From the County Commission, Mr. James Kelly, representing District 4. From District 1, Keith Burt. Mayor Sims from the town of West Blockton, Daniel Sims. Our probate judge, Stephanie Kimmer. And representing Green Pond Fire Department, Ms. Kathy Hall, and going to be representing with something we added to the agenda, Tyler Bostick. He's president of the Green Pond Water. He'll be speaking as well to tell you where the water department stands. So somehow I got pushed to go first, so here it is. First things we want to discuss, we just got through completing our annual audit for the previous year, and our as you know, that our fiscal year ends in September 30th. But I'm pleased to announce we had probably one of the best audits we ever had. It does make me proud that this council, this administration here has probably got a stronger economic growth here than we've had since the town began. That's a lot to everyone that's been involved, from the council to the commission. With the plant coming out here in the park at Mercedes, we've had growth here. AutoZone has come in. As you see, we had growth there. Alpha's building, a new building here at the Y. Up on the upper end of Woodstock, north end, at exit 100, we have a 50-acre development up there. And up there, you may have noticed there's a Burger King there. Well, we've also been discussing in the works, there'll soon be a fuel station there and a dock in the box and about 3 restaurants and 2 hotels. So that's what's set up for that development. This year has been a strong year. It's been a lot of cost up there in putting in sewer infrastructure and things of that nature. So, but where growth here in the town has been phenomenal in the last 2 years, and that brings forth a lot of sales tax, therefore we can do a lot with that. So that was one subject we talked about. We run about an annual budget of about $1.5 million, a little better than that. Actually, this year it was $1,560,000. It is growing. everybody, and then as we're there, I want to go to the next subject, and this is popular with almost everybody here. Who has great roads where they live? Don Bowling. Where you live, Mr. Bowling?
Coldwater Road.
Coldwater Road. That road, I'll get somebody to speak about that road here in a minute. Yeah, well, yeah. We're going to let them talk on that in a minute. Now I'm going to talk to you folks in the town of Woodstock about your roads. last year, the roads at the town of Woodstock are over, so I'm going to kind of let everybody know where we're at if you're in the town of Woodstock. Anybody know Georgia Loop? Anybody from Georgia Loop? We have Georgia Loop. We also have about 100 feet coming off Highway 11 and a couple of little other small spots. But last year, town of Woodstock spent somewhere in the vicinity of about $30,000 to redo the road on the backside. Molly Trace had collapsed. And so we all talked it over with the council on how we wanted to start doing things there. Just patching was, and everybody knows how that is. This is the time of year when everybody starts fixing roads after the winter time's through and all this great rain and it freezes and pops up. So we start doing road work about this time of year. And so next month we'll be putting it before the council to start on Candace Lane and right where the county's maintenance ends going on Georgia Loop. So those are two projects we'll bring before the council. Right now, what we have actually to pave with is we have about $29,000 in a 5-cent account, and we got about $58,000 in another account. Now, listen, it cost about $1 million. What is it? What is it paved? Somewhere in $1.5 million to my mile, somewhere in that neighborhood. About $1.5 million. So you can understand why patching is so prevalent, because it's one of the most expensive things to do, and we have this problem statewide, just not countywide, citywide. From the rebuild Alabama gas tax, we'll receive about $49,000 here in the town of Woodstock, and that'll help us to do those projects over on Georgia Loop. I want to talk also about our community calendar. Our community events, let's not forget, on the 3rd, 19th, 319 Bibb County Special Olympics. That'll be down at Bibb County. 4-6, the pinwheel planting ceremony at Bibb County Courthouse Lawn. This is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month in April. Also in April, there's a wildflower walk here at Town Hall. And it's for suicide awareness. And that's, I know it's a tough subject, but it's a meaningful one. And it's definitely one that affects this county. This is something we can all do in, pastors, friends, leaders. This is something we could all participate in. The national 31 counties in the state of Alabama above the national average when it comes to suicide, and Bibb County ranks 9th. And as unbelievable as it is, I think there's something, you know, it's about time we do something about it. So the Wildflower Walk is a big representation, and for those that can participate, would appreciate there. On the 25th of April, this is another biggie for me. This is when Woodstock wants to have a cleanup. This has been spoken about. We talked about it during the last chamber meeting, the chamber banquet we had. Somebody mentioned, hey, we need to take a lot of pride here and start cleaning up. Now, if you ride down any road in the state of Alabama, it's not the prettiest. And there's nothing that probably frustrates me more than to walk through the town and then just trash up and down the roads. Now, fortunately, all this rain we got rained up, it looks like it's going to be a lot easier to clean up. It looks like it's lined up and down the ditches. But I want to get, and Michelle Dickey with the library, she's been helping us get in contact with our local pastors to get teams, ball teams, schools. On the 25th, I'd like to see everybody have a team to take up a section The town of Woodstock will take police coverage. We'll take at the block off streets and whatever we have to clean up that day. So we'll be working to get everyone's participation on that. So think about that. That's on April 25th. We're going to announce the Woodstock, the fourth annual Woodstock Music Festival. That will be on September 26th. That's a great day. I think Alabama plays Kent State that day, so everybody ought to be able to be here. I can already tell you what the results of that's going to be. So we all want to be here for that. Council meetings every second and fourth Monday at 6 p.m. I'm going to go on to education. Education's a big for me, and I really want to tell where the town of Woodstock is when it comes to education, how we're buying in. I don't believe in bringing up a point or arguing about anything. I don't believe in putting ourselves getting involved in. And the education, so we talked a lot about the library being involved in education, and I wanted to mention some of the things that the Woodstock Library offers. And what they do, they offer educational opportunities such as access to the Alabama Virtual Library. Alabama Virtual Library provides access to a variety of library and informational resources. Resources include various consumer and research databases, e-books, and online encyclopedias. Also, we offer access to homeworkalabama.org. Homeworkalabama.org provides free homework tutoring, test prep materials for over 40 subjects, including math, science, social studies, language arts. Tutors are available 7 days a week from 3 to 10. Also includes Princeton reviews for SAT and ACT essentials and live online career coaching 7 days a week. So we also have access to Learning Express Library. Learning Express Library is an online learning platform that offers practice tests, exercise, skill-building courses, e-books covering all grade levels and subject. Has resources from K-12, from kindergarten to 12, and college students to help improve math, reading, science, logic, writing, grammar, spelling, vocabulary, and public speaking skills. There are standard preparation guides to apply for colleges, and this is a big one too, taking standard tests like GEDs as well. So the library is involved in a lot. There's free use of 5 Windows PCs, 2 of each touchscreen, and 2 Apple Mini Macs are there available at the library. Free computer assistance as well. Free assistance with Google Grow, free digital skills of student startups for small business is also offered there. And there's an adult art class, also a homeschool art class for those at homeschool. Genealogy class that usually runs on Wednesdays. And there's also free resume assistance for those looking for jobs as well. Social media training for individuals and small businesses as well. And coming soon, there'll be a West Alabama Works job application kiosk there. So, and another thing also, the town of Woodstock offers office space to the Alabama Suicide Coalition and, the Alabama Suicide Prevention and Resource Coalition, which is also known as ASPARC. So their home office is here in the town of Woodstock. And seeing that this is such a great issue, and not only our country, but really big here in Woodstock. That was an honor to have that done, so a big thrill. You can find all of our information on our... Michelle, would you speak for our what is our Twitter page and Instagram?
Instagram is Woodstock AL, Twitter, or Woodstock Alabama, and then Twitter is... Town of Woodstock. I may have that wrong, but you can email me at the library. It's library@townofwoodstockal.com.
We'll
give you all the information
you need
to set up
appointments
for you.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
want to speak back to education. And I may round out and end the night for this, because the education problems that we have in this county is some I wanted. I'll probably wait to the end to speak back to that. But we're in a good position here in the town of Woodstock. Financially, things are going well, and we can see us growing. Those are good things. So we appreciate all the involvement you have and the community involvement that you have here. And I thank you for being here this evening. I'll introduce our next speaker, and then we'll move on from there. But thank you, everybody, for being here. To speak for the state of the town of West Blockton, ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Daniel Sims.